You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Lloyd Matheson. He is the tribal chairman of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning.
Well, Lloyd, we'll begin with an introduction of what the Chicken Ranch Rancheria is, a little bit of history and background.
It's a tribe, Miwok tribe, and we've been around since the late 1800s, what we're able to trace back so far. And we went and kind of had our land taken away back in about 1953, 54 from the state. Then we got re-recognized with the Tilly Hardwick court decision in 1977, 78, and then been going ever since. Started our business back in 1985 with just a regular bingo hall, and it's just been growing a little bit here and there until where we are today.
Just over the past few months, there's been a brand new bingo hall that has been built on the property next to the casino, no longer a part of the casino.
Yes, we just got finished with the building about the 1st of November, right around. I think we opened up about the 10th or 11th, and it's going to be our event room. So it's going to hold bingos and some events. We're going to try to do some small shows. It's not a big, huge, the building's only 8,000 square feet itself, and then if you add all the offices and everything else in there. So I think there's only about 4,500 actually square feet of floor space to use.
Where the bingo hall used to sit was an entirely separate room from where the casino is. So what is going to happen with that large empty space?
So that empty space, what we're doing is we're adding, I believe the count is 247 machines and then 9 tables. So we're getting into the table games, and you know, we're gonna try it out. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We've been hiring our staff and for the table games department, and they're on board. They're excited, and it looks like it's gonna be a lot of fun.
What is the projected calendar dates for this?
We've had a couple of pushbacks as all construction goes. We're really trying to hammer down and really finalize all the pieces to the puzzle. Because we want it to be great. I mean, the last remodel we did was, I did it and I ran it, and it was kind of, you know, not by the seat of my pants, but just getting into the business and everything else, and it's really tight and crammed, so we really want to make this side really, really great and really special for all of our guests and our employees at the same time. So we're shooting for May 1st now. It was going to be like March, but now we pushed it back to May 1st to hopefully have everything up and going for our anniversary, which is May 30th or May 31st.
Table games will include blackjack and poker?
We will probably have one poker table, one live dealer, and then, but we're still testing the market and to kind of see what our guests want. We don't know if there'll be Spanish 21 or three card poker or, you know, baccarat or anything else. So we're not completely sure. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually talk to our guests and everyone that comes in and find out what games it is that they want to have. Because it doesn't matter what I want. It matters what it is that they want, because they're the ones that are going to be playing it. So,
what other properties does the Chicken Ranch Rancheria have?
We have the Matheson Clinic, which is in on the backside of downtown Jamestown that our family owns. We don't operate it, but we operate it because there's three people from the tribe that sit on the board, and then it has its own, you know, GM and everything else. And we've started that, I believe, 10 years now that clinic's been open. And we started it from my great aunt, my grandfather did it for their mom. She always wanted to be a nurse but never was able to, Inez Matheson. So they opened it up for in her name, and we have it to where it services everyone is what it is that we wanted and what she wanted.
The road to the casino and bingo hall is Chicken Ranch Road, just off of Highway 108, and there has been talk around town that there's a proposal with Caltrans for a roundabout on Highway 108 for a possible new entrance.
Yes. Don't know when that's going to commence. Right now, the project is on hold, not on our end. We're waiting for Caltrans to work up a contract for us, so we're really, really just stalled out right now.
But a roundabout as opposed to a stoplight intersection?
Yes. Looking at the research, they do keep the traffic moving. I mean, because that's one of the big, huge problems I know in Jamestown right now is that stoplight traffic backs up a lot. But with the roundabout, it's going to continue to have the flow where I believe it's 15, 20 miles an hour. Yes, the traffic slows down, but it continues to move. And so we shouldn't have that buildup.
And this is a proposed new road and entrance up to the casino and bingo hall?
Yeah, so it's going to be going through our reservation up to our place of business. But one of the main key opponents for us doing this is so our travel members can get on and off our reservation safely. And then also with that, our guests can get on and off and our employees off our reservation on the road safely.
This is one of the few casinos in the state of California that does not serve alcohol. Where does that come from?
That was actually my great-grandmother, Inez. She didn't want alcohol being served. And where the casino is right now is actually where her house was originally back in the 1950s. So when we got re-recognized, that land that the casino sits on is the only land that we got back. Now, we originally have 40 acres down there. And as soon as you cross the cattle guard, you're entering reservation. But we don't own all of our reservation yet. We're still trying to buy it back from the people that bought it back from the state back in 1950. So we only own, I believe, about half of our original reservation right now. So she really didn't want, you know, liquor being sold or, you know, to a guest on our original reservation. So we've held true to it. I know we could probably make a lot more money, but, you know, it's what she wanted. So it's what we continue, even the second and third generations all the way down to, you know, my generation that, you know, I didn't really get to know my great-grandmother that well. I was only 5 or 6 when she passed away. And we still hold on to that because it's what she wanted. So and that's how it's going to stay there.
Earlier this month, the Chicken Ranch Rancheria really stepped up to the plate as far as donations to Interfaith for our cash and coat drive, and we really appreciate that. I know it's an important part of your agenda to be a part of this community and to give back to the community, and it was greatly appreciated.
We are happily able to be able to do this. I mean, Interfaith, everything that they do and all their volunteers and everything else are just amazing. People need the help and the support.
And the final question I have for you is, I did receive a report that Santa Claus is going to be visiting the space where the old bingo hall was. What are the times?
The times are 5 to 8 o'clock Friday night.
Free to the community.
Free to the community. We want everyone to come down, have a nice meal on us, and let the kiddos be able to run around and see Santa.
I appreciate you taking your time and joining us this
morning. Oh, I appreciate you guys having me in here.
He is the tribal chairman of the Chicken Ranch Rancheria, Lloyd Matheson. Thank you, Lloyd.
Thank you.